can't believe it's all gone. Tom stared out from the cliff on top of the Eastern Rock Formation, surveying the ruins of Red Rock. 2 weeks after the brutal attack, the sight of his destroyed colony still filled him with sadness and grief. The remains looked like an eerie abandoned monument to his old life. About half of the houses were now piles of mud brick, destroyed during the attack, which were toppled over in the aftermath. Even the comm building, once a formidable symbol of strength, seemed like an inadequate place of refuge. Doubts of colour spotted the landscape between the hovels. Pieces of clothing, ruined bedrolls, or broken supplies, too many of those distant objects were bodies. Every so often, when the wind was right, the foul odour of the dead drifted to where the survivors were now sheltered, in the caves at the top of the cliffs. Each time they smelt it, they were reminded of the people buried underneath the rubble, lost until the animals got to them, dragging out their corpses and feasting on their meat.